belated when it comes to being on our show. They plan to air them quite some time ago. And tonight it will finally happen. We're going to be taking a listen to episode 8 of Rainbow Deviants, all of which we have aired on our show so far. And we're also going to be listening to an interesting one-off half-hour drama called Ghosts of Fiannan Lighthouse. So those are coming up right now. So sit back and relax and enjoy your evening here listening to the very best of audio dramas at Scalds Hall on CITR 101.9 FM.
Do you need someone to talk to? If you are seeking a listener who is non-judgmental, confidential, and familiar with resources, then a Speakeasy volunteer might be able to help you. AMS Speakeasy is a peer support service located in the North Concourse of the Sub. If you would like to speak to someone, come to the desk and tell a volunteer, or ring the doorbell located behind the desk.
Did you know that music legend Neil Young and director Bernard Shakey are the same person? Get to know the other side of Neil Young's creative genius with the Bernard Shakey Film Retrospective at the Cinematheque. The retrospective includes the Vancouver premiere of Human Highway, Journey Through the Past, and Greendale, as well as films by friends Jim Jarmusch, Jonathan Demme, and Hal Ashby. July 31st to August 10th, 1131 Howe Street. For more information, visit thecinematheque.ca.
Okay, seriously, we are lost.
I'm afraid you might be right. We have definitely passed a few of these places before.
It's like an endless loop or something.
But somehow it's all scrambled. It's like the forest is reshaping itself.
Yes, but how is that even possible? Oh no, it's that house again. Oh, this is ridiculous, Crawther. We passed that ages ago.
And it still looks like nobody's home.
Maybe it's just deserted.
This firewood's recently cut.
Hello?
Guess we keep walking.
Oh, sod that. My legs are getting sore. Not everyone is built like a bloody tank, you know.
Then change into your, whatever you call them, feather slippers.
Ha ha. Hardy ha ha. They're called feather runners, you idiot.
Sure.
Well, you know what? I'm just going to take a quick rest in this nice wicker chair here. Ah. Well, that's more like it.
Fine. Then we'll just camp here a while, and with any luck, our missing homeowner might return.
Yes, and maybe they'll see fit to give us supper.
Written and produced by Clem Levine.
Episode 8. Poe's Labyrinth.
I think I see someone coming. Hey! Hey!
Evening, ma'am.
Who are you? Are you here about the plumbing? No, you don't look like plumbers.
No, we're lost, I'm afraid.
How unfortunate.
Do you happen to know the way out? We're trying to reach the town of Halsey.
Well now, you are lost.
Maybe you could set us right.
Possibly, yet unlikely.
Meaning?
Well, I know the way out as it was yesterday. Today, I'm not so sure. Been searching for the little buggers all morning, but I'm not having much luck.
I'm afraid we don't follow.
No, of course not. But it's of no importance.
On the contrary, if this is keeping us from leaving this wood, it's of the highest importance to us. Maybe we can be of help to you.
Possibly, yet highly unlikely. You'll only get yourselves killed.
Killed? What's out there?
Pose.
Pose?
Demonic spirits. That's all I know.
Yes. They should have never escaped. They've turned this place into an endless labyrinth.
Right. Well, that's a bit of a pickle then. So how do we find them?
Oh, no, no, no. We aren't doing anything. I'm going back out and I'm going to set things right. You're welcome to make yourselves at home. Put the kettle on, kick back. I'll be back shortly. Now, where the devil has my sprite gotten to?
Sprite? You mean Poe?
No, my fairy companion. She was here a minute ago. You haven't seen her?
No. What does she look like?
What do you reckon she looks like?
Smallish? Really sparkly?
Vaguely speaking, yes.
I might have bottled her by accident.
You did what?
Sorry, I didn't know it was yours, honest. Here, look. There you go, no harm done. Now, fly away, little... Ow! Ooh! Ah! She bit me, she bloody bit me.
Serves you right. Didn't you think I was going to trust you?
You were?
It was a simple misunderstanding. Let's put it behind us.
I don't forget easily.
Lady, look, we get it. You don't like us, but we're in this together. Right? Right?
Look, fine. Here, grab a couple of those jars from the porch. And the enchanted net over there. Don't lose your head. They are not easy to catch. You'll also need this shard of looking glass. Hope it's not too complicated for you.
Oh, I don't think that's a great idea. Running around with this. That's got to be right up there with scissors, eh, Crowther?
No, I know I'm going to regret this. Look here, keep it safe. I'll want it back, even if I have to pry it from your cold, dead fingers.
Cold, dead fingers?
After the pose have sucked your soul out.
Nice.
What's the looking glass for?
You hold in your hand there a link to the Shadow World. The only way to see the pose once they retreat through the void.
And should they attack us?
Watch for their glowing blue lanterns. They only fear fire. For all deathly beings fear fire. But know this, nothing can harm them permanently.
But how is it they escaped in the first place?
You don't need to know that.
Can we at least get your name?
You don't need that either.
Oh, really?
Well then, you don't get ours.
Believe me, I don't care.
All right then, enough bickering. Let's get this done.
I'm going my own way.
But we only have one net.
I have my own.
Hang on a tick. When do we meet back here?
When all the pose are caught. Spirits help you. And never, ever, ever let the light go out.
Hello, Commander. Oaks here again. What's your status?
All good, Oaks. I'm in some kind of large chamber. Haven't found anything yet.
I must inform you, Commander, that you're beginning to cut out. The connection is weakening.
Understood. Where is the team?
En route. I see one ship approaching now. Another is 1 minute out. I'll tell them you're coming out to meet them.
Unnecessary. I told you to tell them to follow.
Understood. Sir, I'm getting life sign readings.
I'm getting them too.
I must advise you to fall back.
Don't worry. I have my blaster ready.
Do be careful, sir.
Come on. You're around here somewhere. Just a bit closer.
Oh, my head still hurts.
Ugh! Will you quit going on about your rotten block? We need to find our loot and get the heck out of this place.
Do you think they stole it?
We'll hunt them down if it's the last thing we do.
Grubs, wait.
What now?
I smell something. Someone. He is near.
Is it them?
No. This smell is new.
Gotcha.
Black magic.
Blast! There he is. Get him. Take his weapon.
What is it? Sorcerer.
Careful with that. Now you've done it, imbecile. It's caving in. Quick, let's get out of here.
What about him?
We have no time to search him. Let's save our own rotten skins. Hurry up!
demons. It always has to be demons.
What's that?
Why is it always demons with us?
Why? Because we're Mar and Crawther. Demon hunters, remember?
Why couldn't it be kittens?
Have you tried herding cats?
No. Have you?
No, but, well, you know, I hear it's no picnic. You know something? She reminds me a lot of you. Only with more, you know, hip action.
Leave my hips out of it.
I'm just saying.
I feel uncomfortable. Listen, do you hear that music?
Yeah.
Good. I thought it was just me.
I've got a bad feeling about this. Here, got my looking glass.
Oh! Hey! I think I see something. Yes, a Poe!
Mar.
What's that?
I think you can put that glass down.
Oh. Shit.
Yeah. We're surrounded. Careful where you swing that thing. You just put out my torch.
What are you doing here? Get out of here.
Mar and I got separated. We were ambushed, and I lost him in the chaos. So you haven't seen him?
Your little friend is probably lying dead in the bush somewhere. You'll join him soon if you don't get that torch relit fast.
May I get a light, then?
Fine. Here.
Thanks.
Don't mention it.
How are you getting on?
None of your business.
Well, we've caught one, if you're interested. At least, if Mar still has it safe.
Well, I must say I'm surprised. So few. I've caught two myself.
Well, that's great. That makes... Hey, why are you looking at me that way?
Don't move.
There's something behind me, isn't there?
No, not at all. But when I say duck, duck. Follow?
Hold on. Wait.
Duck!
Ow. Ow.
Oh, thanks for tripping me. Now it got away.
Thanks for kicking my face. Hey, wait up! And she's gone. Maybe Mar's right. My hips could use a bit more work. And she put my torch out. Damn it, woman. Oh, shit. Get back! Back off, I say. All right, Moncrief. Let's show them what you've got. Come on. Come and get it. Oh! Hey! Shit.
Oh. Gotcha!
Thanks for coming back.
Oh, I wasn't gone. Thanks for playing your part.
Playing my part? Wait. You used me as bait?
And you did so splendidly.
Now look here. I'm not just...
Oh, yes you are. But I don't think it'll work the same way next time. They'll be onto it. So, I figure we should tie you up to really sell it. How does that sound?
Why don't you marinate me while you're at it?
Goodness, no. They're monsters. They prefer raw.
You're crazy. This whole island is crazy.
Come on, keep up.
So what brings a girl like you out to a place like this? Fair enough. You're not native to the island, am I right? Right. Hey, what's this?
What?
Tracks.
Tracks. Poes don't leave tracks.
No. They appear to be wagon marks. Is this a common traveling trail?
No.
Probably not useful. Still, wonder where they lead. These are still fresh.
They lead to my house.
Oh?
That's my wagon. Happy?
Oh, like I said, probably had nothing to do with anything. Yet, here's some glass shards. And a bit of trampling.
And what do you make of that, Detective?
Well, I would take it you were transporting these Poes and they fell off, shattered their enclosures, and escaped.
Not quite, but something like that. I was transporting them, but they didn't escape due to any fault of mine.
I wasn't accusing.
It was a Shadow Man.
Shadow Man?
That's the only way to describe him. I don't know how he snuck up on me, but I caught him tampering with the rope securing the cart cargo.
Excuse me. Hey, you! Can you step away from my cart, please? Don't touch that! Hey, I said don't touch that! Do you have some sort of problem? You can't just... Hey!
He took off without a word. I couldn't catch up with him and he disappeared into a thick patch of fog.
Fog? How interesting.
Yes. Well, when I got back, I found the ground littered with the broken jars. As you can imagine, I was furious. If I ever get my hands on that shadow freak, I'll show him.
So, how is it...
Pose.
How about you take a turn playing the bait,
Don't be ridiculous. Here, hold this. And let's put out the light.
We can't...
Trust me, I've got this. It's not gonna see it coming. I'll circle round.
I don't like this. Shit, she doesn't see the one creeping up on her. Hell. I better go after her. What's that light?
Don't run! Coulson!
What the hell's going on here?
I do beg your pardon, but I felt it necessary to intervene.
Look what you've done. You've scared them away again.
Well, I believe that was the desired effect, yes? Nasty creatures.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Who asked you to step in? Who the hell are you anyway?
I am...
You know what? Never mind. I don't care. I really don't. I'll just go do it myself.
What's eating her?
Yeah, tell me about it. And by the way, thanks.
Ah, don't mention it. Oh, but where are my manners? My name is...
Behind you!
Oh, Cole Kelsonity!
Crowther! 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 Crowther, was that you? Where are you, damn it? Uh-oh. This is not good. Come on, Crowther, where are you? Now would be a good time for you to show up. I can see you bastards. You know that? You won't get me. Take that. What happened?
Ah, our hero awakens.
Who the devil are you?
Easy there, young man. You need to rest.
My head.
This is Kel. He's Zekel's brother.
Zekel. Oh. That sorcerer chap. Yes, I remember.
Sorcerer?
My head.
Yes, my brother would call himself that. He has a thing for titles, that he does.
You got lost, didn't you? Looking for the demon.
Well, I wouldn't say that, necessarily. If I might borrow an old saying, not all who wander are lost. You know. There's more going on in this old brain than Zekel gives me credit for. But yes, I've been looking for the demon. Strange things are afoot.
Mar and I have met the demon.
Oh, have you now? Well, that is most interesting indeed.
I've a few questions to pose.
Suppose. Where are they? We must...
They're there, my young friend. They have escaped to the Shadow World. We got to you just in the nick of time.
Oh, I can still see their teeth. Oh, they're horrible. And those eyes, Crawther. Oh, those horrible eyes. What happened?
Not really sure. But you were down on the ground and they were circling you. We arrived just in time.
Come on, we have to catch them. We've got to get out of here.
Indeed, and that we shall. Just as soon as you are well.
Oh, no, 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 I'm perfectly well. Come on, where's the looking glass? Let's go hunt us some Poe.
And that's the last of them.
Thanks. I appreciate the help.
How long do you reckon before the labyrinth sorts itself out?
It should be back to normal now. You are heading to Halsey, right?
Yes, we're trying to find...
Take the footpath over there and follow the stream. Then left at the fork, keep the mountains on your right.
Thanks. You sure you'll be all right with the pose?
Yes, I'm quite capable. Thank you.
Great. Well, glad we sorted that out. Now, let's go, Crawther. Bye.
Here, take the enchanted net as my parting gift. May it prove useful on your quest.
Thank you. Maybe we'll see each other again.
Come on, stop dawdling. We're losing the light.
Here, my name's Nora, by the way. What's yours?
You've been listening to Rainbow Demons, written and produced by Klim Levine.
With Matthew Spears as Crawther, Sam Trounce as Mar, and Rona Rees as Nora. Additional voices by Simon Roberts, Michael Stewart, Mary McFarlane, and Stephen James. If you enjoyed this production, please consider giving us a rating and a review on iTunes. We appreciate your support.
Visit rainbowdemons.com to subscribe. To be continued.
I've forgotten.
I did slather myself with tuna just before.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah. Explosions! There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live bands, swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the top floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Welcome, friend. Have a seat by the fire. Make yourself comfortable.
Lashed by wind and sea,
the Isle of Aileen Moor stood resolute in the northern waters off the Scottish mainland. A grim sentinel of primordial rock, it rose from the abyss, towering above the frigid brine with sheer stone cliffs. Upon this lofty perch stood bold the lighthouse of the Flannan Isles, piercing darkness and gray mist with a lamp that shone every 30 seconds under shroud of night. Until that fateful winter's eve, when the lamp would go dark, and the three keepers of the deep sea light would vanish from this cursed isle without a trace. And it is that very mystery, perhaps hidden in the white tower or sable stone of Flannan Island, that still haunts the hearts of men who man the lights of the northern sea. You're listening to Campfire Radio Theater. Tonight, a salty tale of the sea washes ashore and springs from the fertile imaginings of John Ballantyne, ripped from the headlines of 1900 and based on the factual account of relief lighthouse keeper Joseph Moore, with a dash of our own campfire embellishment for good measure. We present a historic mystery and attempt to resurrect the ghost of Flannan Lighthouse.
Steady on your course. Sound the horn again.
Aye, Cockhead.
Still no movement on shore.
Nothing I can see, Cockhead.
Quiet as a bloody tomb.
Tomb's right. A haunted isle it is. All manner of spirits and devils will...
Stow that tomb and send up a flare. I've got the weir, lad.
Aye, sir.
No one yet to greet us?
What by the looks of it, Mr. Moore? But I'll be giving it a wee bit more time.
More time? Captain, we must go ashore as soon as we dare.
A monster awaits at the foot of that island, Mr. Moore. Frothing, fanged, and deadly.
Monster? You mean the rocks?
I mean the Atlantic. The waters are too rough to make landing without assistance from shore.
I must agree. But the lighthouse has stood dark for better than a week now. If not for the weather hampering our efforts, I should have already arrived in relief.
The sea is a bloody whore this season, what with the fog and squalls. And without yonder lighthouse, night passage is blacker than the Earl of Hell's waistcoat.
Indeed.
I should tell you, though, Mr. Moore, don't be dismayed by what you may find there this fair Boxing Day.
Not certain I take your meaning, sir.
I don't hold with the superstitions of my crew. And easily spooked what they are. But surely, there'll be a foul wind at work here.
There is a sound explanation for what's taken place. I hold every bit of high hope we'll discover all three men healthy and well.
High hope? High hope. That's what your lips say, Mr. Moore. Your eyes, though. Well, they speak another tale, don't they?
Still no movement on the island, Captain.
Aye. Ready to landing boat, Mr. McCormick. You'll accompany Mr. Moore on to land. Let's get to the bottom of this. I pray for your safety, lads. And haste you back.
As we set foot on land, there was an odd feel to the air. To this day, I can barely express in words. A chill ran through my bones, more bitter than any winter gale. An abstract fear I've not known before or since.
Mr. Duckett!
I called to the lighthouse crew. James Duckett, Thomas Marshall, Donald MacArthur.
bring them.
Aye, right on this altar. Some pagan ritual of some sort.
Now, we've not heard Marshall's side. There may be an explanation to be had for all this.
Well, that'd be a merry little tale, I should think.
No doubt, but we have little choice but to bear with them until relief arrives in a week's time.
God willing, and weather allows.
With any luck, you'll be back home with the nagging wife and wee ones before Father Christmas makes his rounds.
Never thought I would relish that notion. What's this down here? Oh, bloody hell.
You found something else?
I found the cat. But it appears Marshall's blade found him first.
Damn.
One thing's certain, Duckett.
What's that?
Marshall is a troubled lad.
Marshall took ill the next day, bedridden with high fever. MacArthur and I split his duties and worried we might be stricken with the same ailment. But it soon became apparent that Marshall's fever was less a sickness of the body and more of the mind.
Thank you for coming to my bedside, Mr. Duckett.
Is there something I can do for you, lad?
A wee spot of water would be welcome.
There you go.
Bless you.
Bless us all. MacArthur said you had had words of some urgency.
Mr. Duckett, our talk the other day, you remember?
I do.
You assured me that rest may, well, it might relieve me of these apparitions, the voice that haunts me as well. You remember my predicament?
A difficult thing to forget, Mr. Marshall.
I'm afraid your advice has not cured me of this madness. I heeded your words, yet still I hear that voice as the wind sweeps over the island.
This lass...
God help me.
Did she instruct you to do dreadful things in the chapel ruins?
Yes, well, partly. It was inspired by her words. Surely you hear her now in this moment, just as I do.
I do not hear another voice here.
You resist her charms. How do you resist?
What does she tell you?
You must understand. I hoped to appease her with the offering, but it wasn't enough. It wasn't what she required.
Marshall, don't get out of bed.
I only held her wrath at bay.
You're too weak.
You must hear me out. Those people I saw, they were trying to warn us.
This fever has you quite out of your head. Lay back.
Listen to
me. I'll fetch some cold water.
The swirl churns to the north of us. There's a storm coming. It'll be unlike anything we've ever seen in our darkest terrors.
You fancy yourself some prophet?
Rage and claw away at this island with a dreadful fury.
How do you know this?
These are her own words, Mr. Duckett. She says the sea will rise up and sweep this tiny island of every structure, every living thing. It will not cease until we are all quite dead and swallowed by the depths, unless...
Unless?
Unless there is...
Sacrifice.
Unless there is a sacrifice.
What in the devil's name are you talking about, lad? What kind of sacrifice?
It sends a shiver up my spine to contemplate. I dare not even repeat it, but... The blood and flesh of living creatures such as you and myself, Mr. Duckett.
Blood.
It is this the mistress requires to stay her hand.
Cleanse yourself in the blood.
The mistress.
My blood ran cold, for in that moment I finally knew what Marsha was trying to say. This ghostly voice, whether a figment of his fevered state or a product of a deranged mind, was instructing him to offer up a human sacrifice. To kill one of us. I dared not share this news with MacArthur, but as I stepped out to have a breath in the bitter night air, I found him staring off into the sea.
Amazing, isn't it?
What's that, MacArthur?
That light, burning at 100,000 candles. A beacon for all to see in a clear night as this. 20 miles or more.
Aye. A modern feat of engineering she is. Don't get used to the calm seas, though.
How's that?
Marshall says there's a storm over the horizon.
Well, that's cheerful. How's he... Ah, don't spoil it. A medium now, is he?
The woman's voice told him.
Oh, poor mad bastard. What are we to do with the lad?
I don't know. Just hope he doesn't get worse.
Hard enough to keep this place in order without playing nursemaid.
Sounds like a liner.
Aye, she's a single stack. I see her lights off to the west there.
Must be 8,
9 miles out.
A fair night for her. She's making for the yards down at the... down at...
What's wrong?
There's someone moving down there. Coming up the bloody gantry. You see it?
What?
Good Lord, how can that be? How can it be?
MacArthur! MacArthur, have you gone daft? There's no one here.
I swear, I saw it, Duckett. There was the figure of someone coming up these steps from the landing.
A seal, perhaps.
It was no creature. It was a person.
There's no sign of any... MacArthur! MacArthur, what's wrong with you?
Do you feel it?
Feel what?
We're being watched.
That's not possible.
I tell you, there are eyes upon us.
What makes you say so?
I don't know, but... Merciful God, could the lad be right? What if this place is haunted?
I'll not entertain such folly.
People dwelled here on this island long before we arrived, practicing Lord knows what manner of pagan debauchery.
I'm going back to the station. It's unwise to leave the light unattended.
Aye. Give me a moment. I'll be along.
The first day of the storm struck hard, but was tolerable. By the second day, however, a stiff gale rose from the north, chilling us to the marrow, and with it followed the blackest squall line I did ever see. The winds felt like nothing I had ever known. At times it seemed as if the lighthouse, our lone refuge, would be reduced to splinters, and the storm only worsened as night fell. The leaks in the station multiplied and we were without enough buckets and pots to catch the deluge. There was no good humour to be had now. MacArthur muttered silent prayers, wavering between religion, blasphemy, and bitter drunkenness. Under darkness, I did whisper a few prayers of my own. Marshall wept in his quarters, feverish, and often addressing persons unseen. We took turns and held vigil outside his door. Sadly, I think we both harboured a fear, not that Marshall might perish from this fever, but of what he might do if and when his fever broke.
MacArthur, you know better than to be drinking on lamp duty.
It's his damn fault, the bloody fool. Dallying with matters not meant to be dallied with.
What are you going on about?
Have you not heard the things he speaks of in his sleep? Blood sacrifice and the like.
Get a hold of yourself, man.
You know what he would do if he had the strength. You know, don't you, Duckett?
He's sick as all.
We'd wake to find our bellies split open and our gizzards spilling onto that bloody rock, just like those birds. Only we'd coat the whole chapel in red, I wager. Aye. Heaven only knows how much blood would satisfy the devils here while God and all his angels sleep.
Put away that bottle. You've had too much.
Hear me out, Duckett. There's a novel solution to our predicament. What if we offer up the lad? If it might spare the two of us from being swept away in this storm, why not spill his blood?
That's madness, MacArthur.
Aye, but you'll not have me believe that such thought hasn't took root in some corner of your mind. That maybe we'd be relieved of this cursed storm if we'd do as the laddie says and make sacrifice of one of our own to that heathen wench he keeps babbling about.
I'll not hear any more of this.
Where's your sense of humour, Duckett? Surely you know a jest.
I find no humour in this.
Well, I'll be checking the lamp. Daybreak soon. Not that we'll be able to tell in this damned weather.
The storm had frayed my nerves, but even so, I remained certain that MacArthur did not speak solely in jest. And it became apparent this grim vigil must now include my first assistant. For at that moment, I no longer knew if I could trust him or any soul on this island.
How are you, lad?
Hungry.
I've got a hot meal on the table.
How long was I in that state?
Several days. We were worried your fever might not break.
Duckett, we must get to the landing quickly.
What's happening?
The crane has broken loose in the storm. I can see it from the lamp room. There's a box with mooring ropes hanging precariously.
We'd best secure it while there's a break in the weather. Let's grab the oil skins and some tools.
speed, Father Mary. Look at the wind has mangled the railing.
There's not much time. Here, give me a hand with this.
We'll have to tighten the crane before we lower the box into the landing.
The wind's picking up. The storm's moving in faster than I expected.
Good God, man. Those swans must be 40 feet or better. Damn, this is a bloody hindrance. I lost the spanner.
Careful, MacArthur.
It's right at the edge. I'll get it.
Another wave's rolling in. It's coming over the top of the landing. My God, MacArthur, grab hold of something.
Marshal! Marshal, come quickly. MacArthur's been swept into the water. Marshal! Where are you?
His bed's empty. Where could he have?
Marshal, I need your help. We must attempt a rescue.
He is lost.
Marshal, what are you?
The mistress has claimed him.
This ghost who speaks to you.
The one who keeps this isle. She's not a ghost.
You're not well, laddie. What is it you have behind you? Oh, put her knife away, Marshal.
I'm sorry it comes to this, Duckett. Her will must be done.
What do you mean?
An offering must be made.
Marshal, do you have any idea what you're saying?
You should have taken me while I was weak with fever. Perhaps the mistress would have spared you
Stay
both.
Stay clear of me, Marshal.
It is a ritual ancient and sacred to that order of souls that dwelled here long ago. Those spirits that still haunt this island, they knew what must be done when the gales of winter rose. As do I.
This is madness.
Her will must be carried out.
Merciful God, lad, there must be some shred of humanity left in you. We are free men in this world. Free to do as we wish, right or wrong, good or evil. There is no enchantress whose will we must follow.
She is almighty. Her promises are golden whispers in my ear.
That cross around your neck, son. Who gave it to you?
It is no matter.
Yet you still wear it. Where did it come from?
A gift from my mother. God rest her.
You know what it represents? If you believe in anything it stands for, if you honour her memory, then you will not do this.
You're trying to confuse me.
No. Put down the knife. There is no demon in hell that can take the heart of a good man. This is all your choice.
She commands it. Blood must be shed or this storm will never end.
Then do it, you bloody fool. Kill me now. Pierce my flesh with that blade and be done with it.
I cannot do it. This is far too black a deed. I cannot do it. I cannot.
There, young laddie.
Forgive me, Duckett.
I'll take that blade. You mustn't blame yourself.
I can't.
You are of pure heart. There are forces in this world too mighty for mere mortals like ourselves to fend off. Such as this mistress.
Look.
Shh. Don't fight it, Marshal. Let this life ebb from you like daylight on an autumn eve.
Oh, no.
It won't take long.
You lied, Duckett. You heard her. You heard her voice all along. You heard her all along.
Perhaps the rational side of me, that man of a freshly dawned 20th century, refused to admit the truth. But yes, I had heard this mistress from the moment I set foot on the island of Aelin Mor. I had not the gumption to deny her any more than Marshall.
Once you toss the boy's body over the cliffs, the task is complete. Mix his blood into the waters and offer him to me. Go to the edge of the sea. It is there I wait. Join me upon the rocks below.
I cleaned the floor and prepared to carry his lifeless form into the swirling maelstrom. I will do as the mistress says,
and commit Marshall to a watery grave, just as his blood now stains my hands. I will join her in the carnal delights promised me that will surely mean my damnation. If someone is to find this account, I pray you and all others henceforth take caution when walking this cursed ground. For there is a presence here with the voice of an angel, older than the rock and mightier than the sea. Oh, dear God.
What did you toss in the water, Mr. Moore?
Nothing, Mr. McCormick. What can I do for you?
Still no sign of the lightkeepers.
There's not going to be. I fear they've been claimed by the sea.
It's the devil's work, I dare say.
Don't be spreading unfound rumours, Mr. McCormick. It'll be hard enough for the Northern Board to find men for this duty without such spooky nonsense.
It's growing dark.
Yes. And the light must be lit.
Did you hear that?
What?
Sounded like someone calling my name.
Your superstitions will have the better of you yet.
Did you not hear it?
Mr. McCormick, it's only the wind. Just the wind. Now, come along. You can give me a hand preparing the lamp. Night will be upon us soon.
Been listening to Campfire Radio Theatre. Tonight's tale, Ghost of Flannan Lighthouse, was written, directed and produced by John Ballantyne. UK production was directed by Matthew McLean in association with Yop Audio. Featured in the cast were Robert Cudmore as Duckett, Matthew McLean as Marshall, Jim Balfour as MacArthur and McCormick, Rich Matheson as Moore, Blaine Hicklin as Captain Harvey, and Caitlin Snedden as the Mistress. Music by Kevin Hotnell. Sound design by Tim Holding and John Ballantyne. Additional sound courtesy of Free Sound Project. Mixing and post-production by John Ballantyne. Share the horror and visit us at campfireradiotheatre.com and on Facebook at Campfire Radio Theatre.
For a taste of the classics with a twist, join me, Marguerite, with Classical Chaos, Sunday mornings starting at 9, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada.
And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Brian McDonald, and this has been Skald's